From the Ingles Studio, welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Thursday, March 28th, and happy 68th birthday to singer Reba McEntire. I can't even get the blues no more. I'm Keith Ippolito, and here are the stories Cobb is talking about, presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Woman on cocaine and fentanyl caused a fatal crash in Smyrna. Teenager accused of having a gun at Sprayberry High School. Cobb County stormwater feed delayed amid deluge of opposition. Plus, Bruce Jenkins sits down with Liam McGrath from Ingles Markets to discuss raw milk's health benefits. All of this and more is coming up on the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. And if you're looking for community news, we encourage you to listen and subscribe. Life's a constant hustle. In a Credit Union of Georgia, our focus is crystal clear. It's all about you. Juggling a million things? We get it. That's why we're committed to providing the best service imaginable. We're not just your credit union. We're your financial allies. Knowledge is our power. From crafting basic budget plans to navigating the local home buying scene. Questions popping up? We've got you covered with fast, friendly answers. Because we want you to spend more time living your life. Imagine a financial institution that truly cares. That's Credit Union of Georgia inviting you to join us. If you live, work in Bartow, Cherokee, Cobb, Dawson, Paulden, Pickens, or Union County, we want you as a member of Credit Union of Georgia family. Because here, you're not just a member, you're part of a community that cares. Ready to experience banking that revolves around you? Call us at 678-486-1111 or visit cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, your financial journey, our priority. Sandra Brock, a Marietta woman, is facing charges including vehicular homicide, serious injury by a vehicle, and DUI after a fatal crash in Smyrna on October 20th. Allegedly under the influence of cocaine, marijuana, and fentanyl, Brock reportedly caused a collision while driving westbound in the eastbound lane, crashing into Jose Celiar's Kia Sportage. Leonard Johnson was killed, and Celiar and Maria Celiar were seriously injured. Brock's boyfriend, Aaron Thedford, was also injured. Police refute Brock's claim that Thedford grabbed the wheel, stating evidence suggests Brock accelerated towards oncoming traffic. Brock, found driving without insurance or a seatbelt, is held without bond at Cobb County Adult Detention Center. Cameron Mackay Hester, 17, is accused of possessing a Daisy caliber pistol in his book bag following a physical altercation at Sprayberry High School on March 14th. Assistant Principal Richmond Parker discovered the gun during an administrative search. Hester faces a charge of carrying a weapon within a school safety zone. He was arrested on March 22nd and booked into Cobb County Adult Detention Center, later released on a $3,500 bond. The Cobb Board of Commissioners considering stormwater fee faced significant opposition during a meeting packed with residents. Commissioner Jerrica Richardson expressed hesitancy after public comment, requesting more education for residents and a stakeholder meeting. The proposed fee would fund stormwater infrastructure improvements, but many residents opposed it, calling it a tax burden. Richardson's motion to delay the vote was supported, aiming to refine the proposal and engage the community further. The board agreed to postpone the decision to August, seeking to address concerns and enhance understanding before proceeding. We have opportunities for sponsors to get great engagement on these shows. Call 770-799-6810 for more info. We'll be right back.
Hey there, Cobb County. This is Glenn Drake, your trusted real estate expert for over 30 years. At Drake Realty, we've been helping families find their dream homes and investors make savvy choices since 1990. With a team of over 700 dedicated agents, we've got your back every step of the way. Whether you're buying, selling, or investing in the Atlanta market, we've got the experience and local knowledge you need. Our commitment to you goes beyond the deal. We're here to build lasting relationships and ensure your real estate journey is smooth and successful. So when you're ready to make your next move, choose Drake Realty. Call us at 770-565-2044 or visit our website at drakerealty.com. Let's make your real estate dreams a reality.
Are you ready to serve and protect? Looking to fulfill a career in law enforcement? Then it's time to join the Henry County Sheriff's Office. We're hiring detention officers and deputies. No experience? No problem. We provide training for all new recruits, and all you need is a high school diploma, a clean record, and a determination to serve and protect. Enjoy incredible benefits, such as the possibility of receiving a commuter vehicle if your residence is outside of Henry County. Some restrictions may apply. Call us today or visit henrycountysheriffga.gov to learn more. Henry County Sheriff's Office. Unlock your potential and join our team today. The Cobb Board of Commissioners has made several revisions to its rules on public comment during a marathon meeting. Changes include increasing the number of speakers allowed from 12 to 20, but reducing their speaking time from 5 to 3 minutes each. Speakers are now restricted to one slot per meeting, and commissioners' remarks after public comment periods were shortened to 3 minutes. Discussion also arose prohibiting audio-visual presentations during public comment due to cybersecurity concerns, with Chairwoman Lisa Cupid suggesting addressing concerns separately. Despite opposition, most changes were approved, including limits on commissioners' presentations and prohibitions on campaigning during public comments. Marietta Mayor Steve Tumlin has proposed an ordinance aimed at addressing squatting and homelessness in the city. The ordinance would prohibit squatting on private and public property during certain hours and impose fines for violations. Despite concerns about criminalizing homelessness, the city discussed a proposal emphasizing the need for public-private partnerships to address the underlying issues. However, there are challenges in enforcing such ordinances due to jurisdictional complexities and limited resources. While the proposed ordinance may strengthen police response, it acknowledged that it won't completely solve the homelessness issue. We'll be back in a moment.
This is Leah McGrath, your Ingalls dietitian. Are you a fan of yogurt, but are you trying to avoid added sugar? Buy containers of plain yogurt or plain Greek yogurt and add your own fresh, frozen, or canned fruit as long as the fruit is packed in its own juice. If you like a little bit of sweetness, you could add some non-caloric sweeteners or stir in some low-sugar jam.
In the heart of our Atlanta community, a healthier future is beating strong. The American College of Cardiology, in collaboration with the Morehouse School of Medicine and Johnson & Johnson, invites your family to the Atlanta Heart Health Fair. Come visit us on April 2nd from noon to 7 p.m. at the Denard Conference Center, Atlanta Technical College. Your steps towards heart health are a step towards a lifetime of memories. The Atlanta Heart Health Fair, empowering heart health for all. Register now at acc.org/ATL Health Fair. And now, here's Bruce Jenkins' conversation with Leah McGrath from Ingalls Markets to discuss raw milk's health benefits.
Hi, I'm Leah McGrath. I'm the registered dietitian, the corporate dietitian for Ingalls Markets. I'm here to answer your questions about food, nutrition, and health. You can find me on the Ingalls website at ingalls-markets.com and click on the wellness tab. You can also find me on Twitter as Ingalls Dietitian with two T's, and you can find me on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian. So today, once again, I'm answering some of your questions about food, nutrition, and health.
All right, Leah, another email question that we've received is coming from Carl. You know, I've heard a lot about this, about raw milk, and I've never heard it before. I guess we're on some crazy new fad or whatnot, but
right.
Leah, in your opinion, he's asking, on drinking raw milk, what are the health benefits, if any, are those?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people say, raw milk has health benefits. The difference between a raw milk and a pasteurized milk nutritionally is very slim, very little. The risk between drinking raw milk and a pasteurized milk is much bigger. So raw milk is milk that hasn't been pasteurized to kind of kill or inactivate any kind of bacteria or pathogens that can cause you illness. So there can be things like E. coli, Salmonella, Streptococcus, and these types of bacteria and pathogens can make you really sick. I have heard many stories of people who drank raw milk and ended up very ill with a foodborne illness. Now, the problem with a foodborne illness is every time you get a foodborne illness, it increases your risk of having irritable bowel syndrome. So consuming that raw milk may sound like something, it's like that appeal to nature fallacy. Oh, it's raw milk. It's from a farmer that I know. It's not been pasteurized. Somehow that's better. That's appeal to nature. But in reality, you may be putting yourself at a very high risk. And definitely if you're older, if you're immunocompromised at all, if you're pregnant, if it's a small child, you would definitely not want to consume raw milk. Mm-hmm. The risk is way too high. And having a bad batch of raw milk that would end up giving you a foodborne illness would possibly, you'd end up in the emergency room or even in the ICU, or have some expensive doctor bills to deal with. And worst case scenario, it could actually kill you, or you could end up with those long-term health problems. So if there's a minimal difference, it's very minimal between raw milk and pasteurized milk in terms of health benefits, but the health risks are much higher with the raw milk. So I would not advise it. And I know some states are now allowing people to purchase raw milk. I think it's something that I wouldn't advise, and I think it's very risky to do.
And isn't that what killed Mary Todd Lincoln is?
Oh, that's an interesting history one. Wow, yeah. Well, you know, back before pasteurization of milk was done on a widespread basis, it was quite common for children to die from drinking raw milk, because it wasn't held at an appropriate temperature, and or it was just from farms that weren't handling it well, or it was just from a normal, it could be just your normal local dairy farmer, and they would become ill and die. So not worth the risk. Well, thanks for your time today and for listening to the Ask Leah segment. If you have nutrition questions, be sure and go to the Ingles website at ingles-markets.com. Click on the wellness tab, and you can also find me on Twitter, Ingles Dietitian with two T's, on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian. Send me your questions about food, nutrition, and health, and we'll get them answered for you.
We'll have closing comments after this.
Ted's Montana Grill is one of Cobb's best burgers. But in addition to burgers, they also have some great salads, steaks, chili, and a full bar selection. For your chance to win a $20 gift card to Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenue in West Cobb, email tedscontest@gmail.com today. That's tedscontest@gmail.com for your chance to win a $20 gift card from Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenue at West Cobb.
Thanks again for hanging out with us on today's Marietta Daily Journal podcast. If you enjoy these shows, we encourage you to check out our other offerings like the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, the Gwinnett Daily Post, the community podcasts for Rockdale, Newton, and Morgan counties, or the Paulding County News podcast. Read more about all our stories and get other great content at mdjonline.com. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Giving you important news about our community and telling great stories are what we do. Make sure you join us on our next episode, and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing. And be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is a production of the BG Ad Group. All rights reserved.